Japanese celebrate 65th anniversary of Pearl Harbor. 7th of December 2006, this is Reverend Zimulator for UNnews. Hawaii, USA. Nearly 500 aging survivors will gather in Hawaii Thursday to mark the 65th anniversary of the surprise attack on the U.S. naval base at Pearl Harbor by Japanese fighter planes. The survivors who have not yet contracted Alzheimer's of the December 7, 1941 attack have been reunited at Pearl Harbor every 5 years since the 25th anniversary in 1966. But organizers of this year's event say that this will probably be the last of its kind, with growing domination of the U.S. by Japan. One organizer was quoted as saying, "I don't know whether it'll be politically correct the next time we gather." Historians are gathered to mark this year's reunion, to collect written and oral histories on the attack from the survivors, which will be part of a new $50 million museum and visitor center. One survivor said, quote, "I was in bed with one of the cooks when those Japs attacked. We were right in the middle of intercourse. It was terribly impolite of the Japs to attack then, you know. I'd always thought the Japs were really polite people," unquote. More than 23,000 American servicemen, 2,300, rather, American servicemen were killed during the daring aerial attack, which nearly crippled the U.S. Pacific Fleet. However, it was a minor inconvenience, as then-President Franklin Roosevelt rounded up Japanese immigrants and sent them to concentration camps to build more ships. Hearing of the attack, President Roosevelt commented, quote, "All right, suckers, let's whoop them Japs. This day will always live in infamy," unquote. The attack spurred the U.S.'s official entry into World War II against Germany, Italy, Japan, and the ideology of communism. This has been Reverend Zimulator on News. Thank you for suffering.